It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Elder Onita Mwemba, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Dala, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us. Happy Friday. Happy Preparation Day. I'm hoping you're going to enjoy your Friday and your Preparation Day. I'm looking forward to the rest of the Sabbath. I'm looking forward to just exhaling. Sure. We're doing chapter 47 this Friday. Is that correct, Elder Mwemba?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. I am reading it as per usual from the NIV, and I'd like to encourage anybody and everybody not to listen, because I've been listening to a lot of people saying they just listen to me reading. I encourage you to read it for yourself, because it's not the same. Hearing somebody read it and reading it for yourself is not the same thing. It's better. It's much better when you read it for yourself. So I encourage you to read it for yourself. But I will read it because that's what we have the feature for us to read on the radio. It reads as follows. Joseph went and told Pharaoh, "My father and brothers, with their flocks and herds and everything they own, have come from the land of Canaan and are now in Goshen." He chose five of his brothers and presented them before Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked the brothers, "What is your occupation?" "Your servants are shepherds," they replied to Pharaoh, "just as our fathers were." They also said to him, "We have come to live here a while because the famine is severe in Canaan and your servants' flocks have no pasture. So now please let your servants settle in Goshen." Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you, and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen, and if you know any among them with special ability, put them in charge of my own livestock." Then Joseph brought his father Jacob in and presented him before Pharaoh. After Jacob blessed Pharaoh, Pharaoh asked him, "How old are you?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. So Joseph settled his father and his brothers in Egypt and gave them property in the best part of the land, the district of Ramesses, as Pharaoh directed. Joseph also provided his father and his brothers and all his father's household with food, according to the number of the children. There was no food, however, in the whole region because the famine was severe. Both Egypt and Canaan wasted away because of the famine. Joseph collected all the money that was to be found in Egypt and Canaan in payment for the grain they were buying, and he brought it to Pharaoh's palace. When the money of the people of Egypt and Canaan was gone, all Egypt came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? Our money is used up." "Then bring your livestock," said Joseph. "I will sell you food in exchange for your livestock, since your money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and he gave them food in exchange for their horses, their sheep and goats, their cattle and donkeys, and he brought them through that year with food in exchange for all their livestock. When that year was over, they came to him the following year and said, "We cannot hide from our Lord the fact that since our money is gone and our livestock belongs to you, there is nothing left for our Lord except our bodies and our land. Why should we perish before your eyes, we and our land as well? Buy us and our land in exchange for food, and we with our land will be in bondage to Pharaoh. Give us seed so that we may live and not die, and that the land may not become desolate." So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh. The Egyptians, one and all, sold their fields because the famine was too severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph reduced the people to servitude from one end of Egypt to the other. However, he did not buy the land of the priests because they received a regular allotment from Pharaoh and had food enough from the allotment Pharaoh gave them. That is why they did not sell land or their land. Joseph said to the people, "Now that I have bought you and your land today for Pharaoh, here is seed for you so you can plant the ground. But when the crop comes in, give a fifth of it to Pharaoh. The other four-fifths you may keep as seed for the fields and as food for yourselves and your households and your children." "You have saved our lives," they said. "May we find favor in the eyes of our Lord. We will be in bondage to Pharaoh." So Joseph established it as a law concerning land in Egypt, still in force today, that a fifth of the produce belongs to Pharaoh. It was only the land of the priests that did not become Pharaoh's. Now the Israelites settled in Egypt in the region of Goshen. They acquired property there and were fruitful and increased greatly in number. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years, and the years of his life were 147. When the time drew near for Israel to die, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, "If I have found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh and promise that you will show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt, but when I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me where they are buried. I will do so." "I will do as you say," he said. "Swear to me," he said. Then Joseph swore to him, and Israel worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. May the Lord bless the reading of his word now and forever. Amen. Elder Mwemba, your comments before we get into it?
Sure. Thank you, Mdala. What a passage, what a chapter that we've just read. And it's interesting on how Pharaoh granted Jacob and his descendants land, and how Joseph managed to give them space, and just how they survived the famine, and just how it was so severe that the Egyptians themselves didn't have food. And yet Joseph's father and brothers and children and grandchildren survived this famine,
right?
Which was so severe. Yeah. So first point, Mdala, that I want us to ponder on is the point when Joseph took his father and brothers to Pharaoh.
Mm.
Yes. So Pharaoh asked them a question, what they do. Mm. And just had that discussed in the previous chapter. They say they were shepherds.
Mm.
They took care of livestock. And because of that, he was impressed upon them and told Joseph. Now, these are so profound words from Pharaoh to Joseph. "Your father and brothers have come to you, and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen. And if you know of any of them with special ability, put them in charge of my livestock." That was power there that was given to Joseph. And that just shows you how much power Joseph had and how much belief Pharaoh had for Joseph. Like, this land is before you. You are the man, Joseph. give them the best part of the land. And that's the beauty of it. And that's how Jacob and the children and everybody survived the famine, and Joseph just did what Pharaoh instructed him of them. They were there for those number of years, and they survived the famine. And we read going down how the famine became so severe, and how the people of Egypt came to Joseph and begged him to say, look, we have no food. We don't want to die in your eyes. And this is a foreigner. Of course, arguably an Egyptian by citizenship, but this is a foreigner who is in charge of Egypt, because everything was before him. He was pulling the shots. And how just how they traded with Joseph, and Joseph bought land for Pharaoh, and fast forward, and just how up to this day, a fifth of the produce belongs to Pharaoh. Again, I say, Mdala, God knew this time was going to come. And because he blessed Jacob and said, your name will now be called Israel, and you will be blessed and favor, and all those nice things he said about him. He knew he made a plan, and he knew famine was coming. How do I save my man? And that's how Joseph found himself in Egypt. And that's how Joseph was there for a purpose and a time as such as this one, that he saved his father, his brothers, their children and their grandchildren. The entire family was saved because Joseph was in Egypt for a purpose and God was with him.
Okay. All right. All right, let's jump right in. Let's jump right in. First, I'm curious. We are reading there verse 2. He chose five of his brothers and presented them before Pharaoh. I do realize that we are going to be speculating here, but I'd like to hear your speculation here. Which of the five did he choose and why?
Wow, interesting. Well, I know that the Bible is silent on which brothers he chose. And
right.
We can only speculate. But I want to believe that Joseph chose five of his brothers that he knew, okay, that they were shepherds, that they were hardworking, that they were presentable before the king, before Pharaoh, because he didn't want to take maybe the others that might look less presentable, or they were not so knowledgeable in taking care of livestock. Should maybe Pharaoh ask a follow-up question on how to take care of livestock? What should they say?
I hear you.
So he took the five that he knew, at least. My father had a few cattle and had a few sheep and goat, and these five, I knew at a very young age that they had interests. So I know that they took care of livestock. So even if Pharaoh asked any other questions, I would not be caught napping. These guys will be able to answer the questions.
I want to suggest to you, Mdala, that you're very kind. You're very generous to them. I have alternative speculations here. Chapter 46, verse 33 says, when Pharaoh calls you in and asks, what is your occupation? You should answer, your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood on. Blah, 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 blah. He tells them what they're supposed to tell, what they're supposed to say to the Pharaoh. I'm suggesting that this is a lie. There was no need for people to be told, if I'm a journalist and I present my shows on AWR, there is no need for anybody to tell me, when they ask you what you do, you must tell them you're a journalist. I am suggesting to you, Mdala, that this was a lie. Why else did they have to be told what they should say when they respond? Now, the alternative is, he knew that their brothers are liars. And he reminded them, tell the truth. You are shepherds and you should say exactly that. But what I'm presenting to you, Mdala, is there is some kind of manipulation that was being prevented here or manufactured. Because there they go in and they say exactly what they were told to say. Why were they told? Why were they told about their occupation? If their occupation was being a shepherd indeed, why did they have to be told that? You're thinking, Mda.
Yeah. You could be right, Mdala. You could be right. I know that Joseph was separated from his brothers for the longest time. But I also know that he spent quite some time with them before he was sold to Egypt. And I think he knew what kind of brothers he had.
Mm.
And some of them, maybe with presented a question like that, what do you do? Might try to be ambitious and tell lies and say, I'm an engineer, I'm an electrician, or I do this, and when they don't.
Right.
Yeah, that is one part. So he knew what kind of bunch of brothers he had.
Right.
And he knew that these guys have tended cattle or livestock all their lives.
Mm.
On top of that, so I need to specify, I need to tell them that, look, you are shepherds.
All right, all right.
You are shepherds.
Let's go
say
back.
What you are.
Let's go back to verse 34 of chapter 46, Simdala. That's why it fits into 47. It says, verse 34 says, you should answer our boy, beg your pardon. You should answer, your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood on, just as our fathers did. And then here is my conspiracy, Mdala, right? The next sentence, it says, then you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen. So which suggests to me that Joseph wanted his brothers to settle in Goshen. And the only way they would settle in Goshen is if they say they are shepherds. Goshen at the time was the place where all the greenery was, all the best land was, and they would be able to settle there. I'm suggesting to you, Mdala, when he says, then you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen, it was because the only reason they would be allowed to sit in the best place of the land is because they are the best people to tend to the land. And the people that were needed at the time, the people with scarce skills at the time, were people who were able to tend the land and people who were able to tend to the livestock on the land. Your thoughts, Mda?
Okay, you know, Joseph's dramatic statement about Egyptian views of the shepherd is not really clear. He might have been referring to the relative honor given to animals like cattle over animals like sheep. He may have meant the Egyptian literary thought of shepherds as unclean or dead people. No.
That's not even my interest for now, Mdala. My interest is on him wanting them to live in Goshen.
Yes. Goshen was, we're told here, was the best part.
Right.
Okay. And shepherds were detestable to the Egyptian. So, and he knew that them being foreigners, the only way they could be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen is if they were shepherds.
Okay.
Now, if they said anything else, there was a risk that they could not be allowed. So he wanted to be sure that they say the same thing. The same thing. Without them being ambitious or saying any other things, because they'll be saying all these things without knowing why they were being asked. But Joseph knew that the question will come. And I want you to say this because it is only shepherds, if you're shepherds, that you can stay in that land.
All right. Let's go to verse 11 of chapter 47, Amdal. Mm-hmm. So Joseph settled his father and his brothers in Egypt and gave them property in the best part of the land. Now listen to this. The district of Ramesses, not in Goshen. Again, I ask, where exactly did they settle? In Goshen or Ramesses?
Okay, I want to believe that Ramesses is a district in Goshen. Because I think Goshen was a region. Okay, so Ramesses was a part of Goshen, or at least not too far away from Goshen, because Joseph blessed his father and his brethren and gave them in possession the land of Egypt,
in the best
of the land, in the land of Ramesses. So the two terms, land of Goshen and land of Ramesses, apparently refer to the same district.
Let me read to you what the Britannica, it's an encyclopedia that gives us insights as to what we're talking about so that we don't speculate. It says, the storage cities Pithom and Ramesses, built for the Pharaoh by the Hebrews, were located in the northeastern part of the Egyptian delta, not far from Goshen, the district in which the Hebrews lived. It is implicit in the whole story that the Pharaoh's palace had and capital were in Ramesses. Now, I'm telling you so that you know that it's not the same thing. Ramesses is like Pithom is one of the storage cities that Joseph built. It is close to Goshen. It is not in Goshen.
In this case, Mdala, if Ramesses was close to Goshen,
absolutely,
not exactly in Goshen.
It is not Goshen. It's not the same thing.
Yes, and Pharaoh's instruction to Joseph was that give them the best part of the land. And then Joseph goes ahead and gives his father and his brothers and settles them in Ramesses. I want to believe Ramesses was better than Goshen.
Yeah.
Because it says that the best part of the land.
For now, it's not even the motives that I'm bringing to your attention, Amdala, that I need some explaining on. Verse 6 of the same chapter says, and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen. Right? That's what it says. Mm-hmm. And then verse 11 says, he settled them in Ramesses. Right?
As Pharaoh directed.
Now, no. The Pharaoh said Goshen. He specifically mentioned Goshen. But
yes,
he settles them in Ramesses.
Complete 11. You get my part of.
Just
read 11.
So Joseph settled in his father and his brothers in Egypt and gave them property in Ramesses as Pharaoh directed.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm bringing to your attention, Imdal, that we know the Pharaoh did not ask them to be settled in Ramesses. We've read it already. It says in Goshen. The Pharaoh specifically said Goshen. But the writer of the chapter says, as Pharaoh instructed, in Ramesses. And yet Ramesses is never mentioned. This is the first time Ramesses is mentioned.
It's being mentioned.
So it is not true that the Pharaoh said Ramesses. The Pharaoh said Goshen. And we know Ramesses and Goshen are not the same thing.
Yeah, you're right, Nda. You're right. Because they're two different. And we have read and we have confirmed that Ramesses is not Goshen. And again, the writer here tells us that they settled in Ramesses as Pharaoh directed. And yet, in chapter 6, Pharaoh says, let them live in Goshen.
In verse 6, yes. Fine. Yes. I'm running out of time, Dala. We've got 4 minutes. I want us to just touch on one thing. I'm realizing God instructed or God gave these dreams first to go and help Egypt to Joseph. But now we see Joseph creating slavery. We are first seeing Joseph engineering slavery. There was no slavery in Egypt up until this Hebrew boy came. And now he is making these Africans slaves. He takes their money. He takes their livestock. And then he forces them. They will come begging to me. And when they beg, they will offer themselves to be slaves. And I will make them slaves. Is that what God intended, Mdala? Did God intend for Africans to be slaves, to be made slaves by Joseph?
No, Mda. I don't think God intended that these people should be slaves. Yes, the Bible is clear. It is written there. They offered. Unfortunately, Joseph accepted.
Verse 21 says, and Joseph reduced the people to servitude. Joseph does that.
Yeah.
And my question is, was God with Joseph when Joseph did verse 21? If God was not with Joseph, which God was telling Joseph to enslave our people?
It is not written here, and it's not supported that God was with Joseph. I know there are passages that we've written before where it says God was with Joseph. Here it does not specify.
I'm asking because, Mdala, because we know that Joseph claims when he speaks to his brothers, he says, God intended me to come here to prepare for you. So all of these things that Joseph is doing, according to him, it was God. He said, no, don't worry, you intended for evil, but God intended for good. Now, I'm trying to establish, is this the good that Joseph is talking about, enslaving our people, our African brothers and sisters in Egypt?
No. You know, sometimes as human beings, when we're given favor and we're in a position of power and influence,
I'm running out of time.
We make decisions that would not be in favor of what it's supposed to be. So I wouldn't be comfortable to say God was with him, or he made him enslave the others. It could be that Joseph made these decisions because he had the power. So he had to make the decision. So he made this decision on his own.
All right, my time is up, Mdala. I wanted us to get into this, but our time is up. Thank you very much, Mdala. I really appreciate your time and your insights. Have a wonderful Friday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you, listeners, for joining us this week. We've been discussing Genesis. I had 45, 46, and chapter 47.
Thank you very much, Mdala.
This is Elder O'Neill, member from Brentwood Drive in Lusaka. Have a blessed day.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.